Sayonara, September. I am not sad to see you go. Hello, my luscious ones. I only say that because September is my least favorite month of the year, and I am more than happy that this September is almost over. It could also be because I have so much to look forward to in October. A ton of deliciously dirty tales, which I will tell you about in a few. Plus, it's Thanksgiving here in October and Halloween, which are both two of my favorite holidays. So it will be a great month to come. I have a few things to update you all on, and some hijinks, of course, to share in this audio. Firstly, I'm making good progress with ensuring my exclusive and more personal audios are not being shared outside of Patreon and Subscribestar. I was testing a few things out over the last few weeks just to make sure that everything worked as I intended it to, and everything does. So I've still got a bit of work to do on that front, but it's all looking good and should be worked out shortly. So thank you for sticking with me through that last month. In the same token, I mentioned that I was going to update the Dropbox library links like a week or two ago now. Sorry about that, but I was thinking about it, and I figured it would just be easier to get a fresh start in the month of October. So look for your new Dropbox library links probably about the 4th or 5th. So October 4th or 5th, I'll be sending out messages with the new links. Thanks to everyone as well for your feedback on the polls that I sent out this month. I have to apologize about the Letters to Lacey tier poll about what stories you wanted to hear more of. I created that poll on the app and just assumed you could pick more than one answer, but it wouldn't allow me to go back and change it so that you could pick one more than one afterwards. So, but I think I got what I was looking for with that anyways. I was also running a contest this month where you would get to give me the first line of an audio. It could be anything at all, dirty, not dirty. I know I mentioned it in my live events, but I don't think I did here. So for anyone who might want to enter that and might not have Discord, you can add your line here in the comments of this post or send me a direct message if you don't want to put it in the comments before October 7th, and I will add them to the voting lineup on Discord. So Discord users will vote for their favorite, and then I will create an audio before the end of October with whatever the winning first line might be. I think that's all of the general updates that I have for now. As you know, I always have some odd things and hijinks that come up during the month that I like to share with you. This month, I was thinking about cum, of course. I was actually watching a comedian talk about vasectomies, and it got me to thinking, does cum taste different from a snipped cock? And this might be a question that you all already know the answer to, or maybe you've looked it up before, but I would have just assumed that it would have to taste different, right? There's something missing from it. Anyway, needless to say, I had to Google it because I did not know, and my naughty mind was curious. And when I did Google it, this is what it said. After a vasectomy, you'll be able to ejaculate just like you did before, and your semen, or cum, will still look, feel, and taste the same. It just won't have the microscopic sperm cells in it, and you won't be able to get anyone pregnant. I don't know, that just all seems odd to me. Like I've said, how could it taste the same when it's missing an ingredient? But hey, I'm willing to sign up to do the taste testing myself, for sure. All right. The next topic that... this one's going to be a little weird. I can't believe I'm talking about this one. It's either going to make me look really silly or you guys do some research on your own. So during my shower with a friend time... Sorry, that's what I call it when I want him to take a shower with me. I'll say, come on, save water, shower with a friend. In other words, get in the shower with me. Anyways, of course, soaping each other up happens during shower with a friend time. And I've had lots of these kinds of showers before and soaped up just about everything on him. But I don't know, maybe it was just really hot in the shower this time, or who knows. But when my hand was slipping and sliding around his balls, they felt so hard, almost like ceramic eggs. They're kind of oval. I don't know if that's the shape they are, or they just felt oval. And I was like, oh my God, why do they feel like that? And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, I don't know. Ooh. And I keep like feeling them, then pulling my hand back and going like, ooh, why do they feel like that? And he's like, what is wrong with you? I don't know, I'm like, they never, ever feel like that. And he's obviously trying to convince me that they always feel like that. And I'm like, no, they don't. Granted, it's much rarer for me to be feeling his balls in this position under these circumstances in the shower. So I'm like, okay, wait until we get into bed and I'll feel them again. So I did in bed, and they felt normal, like, softer and more pliable, just what I'm used to. And, well, I might have gotten distracted after that, but the next shower with a friend time, and yes, we have had several this month, of course, I go back at it, wanting to feel if they still feel like weird ceramic eggs, which, by the way, they did. And so I'm just cupping them and rolling them around in my hand, not as weirded out this time as I was the first time. And he's like, what the hell? Why are you inspecting them so much? And I'm like, I'm just feeling if they're hard again. And again, he's like, this is just the way they get when they get really warm. And I'm saying, how did I never know this before? I'm so fascinated with them, of course. And he's just shaking his head, and he's like, really, are you having such a good time inspecting them? And I don't know what came over me, but I just start going, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Inspector Gadget. And he's cracking up, and I'm cracking up, and then I'm cupping them in my hand still, and then I go, 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 Gadget Gonads! Oh my God. And then he just lost it. And I think I got my ass slapped and sent out of the shower after that. I don't know. Not in a bad way. It's just another one of those things that I never realized and thought maybe you guys might want to weigh in on if I'm insane or he's wrong or if all balls feel harder when they're hot and wet. Okay, that sounds a little gross, but you know what I mean. You've got them, I don't. So I want to see if that is the norm. Someone I'm sure will let me know. And of course, I'm sure I have other hijinks that escape me right now, but I'll probably get to them in the next update, because I do want to tell you what I have planned for October. And I'm pretty sure I got to all of the audios I promised to do in September and then some, although I didn't do a back-to-school themed audio per se, but I did do a Lacey and Mr. Davidson tale, so I just squeezed that in there. If I had to pick my favorites from September, I think it might be the ultimate tease audio that I did, the slow burn. I know that was early in the month, but I just remember closing my eyes and going with that one, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy some of those, because usually it means I'm really in the mood to just slowly tell a story. And I like the last few too, the coming out of his shell, even though there was no sex in that episode, and the hot wife one too. I always love the hot wife ones though. So for October, here's what I've planned. I actually might not do a Locktober tale this month. I might save it and do a No Nut November thing, but I will be doing a Halloween cuckold story with a Spider-Man costume involved somehow. And I got some time last month to look at some scripts, which I don't usually have time to do, but damn, I found so many good ones. It was hard to narrow them down, but I picked three that I want to get to in October. One is a hate fuck tale. They're exes. There might actually be a bit of a hate fuck theme for next month. I think there's a couple audios in there. And there's a sweet and naughty script about taking his virginity. And then there's another one with an age gap, bratty slut sort of better than your wife script too. All so fucking hot. I don't want to give away too much with them, but yeah, those are the main themes, and I hope you'll enjoy them as much as I plan to when I record them. I'm also bringing back a mini series next month. It's not a gangbang theme this time. It's an enemies to lovers type story, or enemies to fuckers. I'm not sure exactly how it ends. There's definitely going to be dirtiness in it, but I haven't worked through the full ending in my mind yet. But I saw from the poll that I sent out last month that you would like the episodes back to back in consecutive days. So I'll try my best for that with this monthly miniseries. I'm not even sure how many episodes there'll be yet, but that being said, I mean, I don't know how many there are, and if I'm adding extras, there might be some episodes that don't have sex in them because they're just excerpts to keep the story going and build the tension. What else do I have planned? Oh, I promised to get back to the MILF Retreat series, so there'll be an episode in that. I also have an idea for a big booty MILF exclusive to subscriber series that I really wanted to get started this month as well. So the first episode in a big booty MILF series will be out. Oh, and I'll have the audio for the winner from the first line pick of the month contest. I'm also going to have, again, two live events this month. One is just going to be a quickie, kind of like my quickies that I always put out there. I'm not sure what the quickie phrase will be. I have a thought or two, but if you have any suggestions for quickie phrases or themes that I haven't done yet that you'd love to hear live, then let me know. Put them in the comments or send me a message. Definitely open to hearing them. The other live event will be just a chat again. I think I'm going to do some sex trivia again this time because that one was really fun last month. It sparked some naughty conversation, and that's what I love about getting to chat with you guys, to where we can have some naughty conversations together. And of course, there'll be story time or cocktails, MILF Tales, Letters to Lacey. I just always enjoy those, so there's more to come of those every month. That's about it, I think. That's quite a bit to keep me busy with the holidays and everything in October. And I have some other stuff that I'm trying to work on in a different vein of things that just life's work. I always like to do things that excite me. I know also that I have other series you want to hear more of or have returned, so I'm keeping that in my mind. Like, I know Clone Wars was one that someone mentioned. And believe it or not, I am getting more organized. I even have stuff planned out for November already. So, yay, I guess. It's only taken 7 years. I think, too, that I might use this format for future updates. Like, just one audio near the end of the month that kind of combines my personal updates and hijinks with what will be coming up for the next month. I might have tried this already, but it seems to make more sense, less of me just rambling in your ears if I do one combined audio. All right, I hope you are all looking forward to more naughtiness to come in October. Don't forget to comment on the first line pick of the month if you want to, or the limited word. And remember to look for your new Dropbox library links within a week. You guys are wonderful and amazing. Thank you so much for supporting me. Have a fantastic weekend, and try to slip in a shower with a friend if you can, too. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.